This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the live broadcast. We are live with you on Sunday nights. My website, of course, is ChristianMoney.com. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow our ChristianMoney.com page, or you can follow me personally, James L. Paris is my name on Facebook. Also, James L. Paris is my name on Twitter. Wow, a lot happening this weekend, and I want to start here in a minute with the Roger Stone arrest that took place this week. But before I get to that, I want to sort of give you a preview of where the show goes in our second segment throughout the rest of the hour. I started posting a couple of days ago my huge, huge dissatisfaction with President Trump and how he handled this whole situation with the government shutdown and then relenting and reopening the government without getting one single dollar for the wall. And I think it's right for us, even those that have voted for Trump, that support Trump, that follow him, that hope that he does well, all of that. I think it's fine for us to speak out when we're unhappy. I think that. I'm really scared, though, to be honest with you, at what I think is almost like a cult following, because I have been literally lambasted on social media. How dare you, Jim Paris, say anything negative about Donald Trump? I'm going to unfriend you. I'm going to unfollow you. I'm going to throw eggs at your house. Well, nobody said the last thing, but maybe that'll be the case by later tonight. But man, oh man, you just got to agree with everything that Trump is doing, or Katie bar the door. And it's the final of all threats that they're going to unfriend you. Woohoo! I don't know how many tens of thousands of people follow me online. And you know what? I love when people follow me. I love when they friend me. But folks, if you follow me on social media because you want to only read things that you agree with, probably not going to work out for you, because eventually somewhere along the line, we're going to have a disagreement. And to me, that's what makes social media interesting, is to read other people's viewpoints. But some people don't like that. And if you say anything negative about Trump, you're throwing him under the bus. You're not praying for him anymore. You're not hoping he does well. You're basically throwing in the towel. His presidency is over. Anything of the sort. I mean, the idea is that, yeah, I'm still for Trump. I'm still praying for Trump. I'm still hoping everything all works out. But Trump needs to hear from his base that this was ridiculous. Why in the world would you shut the government down in the first place if you were planning to reopen it without getting a dollar for your wall? I mean, literally a dollar. And it's not, you know what, at this point for me, it's not even the wall. It is what Nancy Pelosi has done, which is she's basically become President Pelosi. She has, in a matter of, what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks since she's been Speaker, she has literally wrested the power of the presidency from Donald Trump. And I don't like it. And I don't know, you know, I like Donald Trump. He seems like he's a good person trying to do the right thing, all of that. And I like his Supreme Court picks, his federal judge picks. I like the tax cut. I like a lot of the things he says he's going to do. But I think he surrounded himself with some bad people that are giving him bad advice. And I want to start tonight by talking about the Roger Stone arrest. Whether you like Roger Stone or you hate Roger Stone, and he's been on our show a couple of times before, seems like a nice guy. I don't know him personally. Whether you like him or you hate him, whether you think he's innocent or you think he's guilty, you got to hear this, what happened to him. So he was arrested this week, and get this, the guy is, he's 66 years old. Okay. He has no criminal record. He doesn't even own a firearm. Okay. Lives in a real upscale community down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Get this, what the government did. They sent 29 FBI agents to his house at 5:50 a.m. 29 FBI agents, 17 vehicles with lights flashing, two gunner boats in the canal behind his house, and a helicopter overhead. All to charge him with process crimes. These are crimes, there's no Russian collusion here. There's no actual, what we would call the actual crime itself, but these are things like lying to the FBI, lying in the grand jury. And if he's guilty of all those things, he'll be charged, you know, he'll end up in prison. I mean, I'm not arguing any of that right now. I'm just simply saying, what in the world is going on here? Is this the United States of America? And so what we now hear is, well, yeah, they really didn't need 29 FBI agents, gunner boats, a helicopter, 17 vehicles. These are FBI agents in full SWAT gear with machine guns and helmets and vests, all storming Roger Stone's house. And he was gladly would have just turned himself in. He had said that. Just tell my lawyers I'll come and turn myself in. Then they bring him into court for his bail hearing in shackles. Both his feet and hands are in shackles. Now, here's what law enforcement, the government, your U.S. government says about this. We do this to scare people. This is why we do this. We do this to bring pressure on them. This is part of our psychological process of scaring them into cooperating with us. Wow. I don't know. This just gives me chills because I think to myself, the United States of America. And this is how we use our law enforcement. And by the way, this was still during the government shutdown. So despite all of this weeping and gnashing of teeth about no money for anything and the government can't operate, they had the money to literally, I mean, send an army with machine guns, 29 FBI agents to this man's house. Now, okay, how does this connect to what I was talking about with Trump? So Trump posts on Twitter. Trump comments about this on Twitter. I don't have the quote in front of me, but what was interesting was Ann Coulter responds to his post, basically complaining, as I am, about isn't this a little bit of overkill here with what they did? Ann Coulter posts, just imagine if you were the president, you could haul in the head of the FBI, the director of the FBI, into the Oval Office, and you can ask them why this was done. And a lot of people like us, like Ann Coulter, myself, and other conservatives, are starting to wonder, what is going on with President Trump? It's almost like he's the figurehead president, but he doesn't really realize that he has power as the president. I mean, if I were the president, I don't care who it is, Roger Stone. I mean, this was like arresting El Chapo, some kind of a drug lord. And they admit after the fact that, yeah, this is just how we do it to bring pressure on people, to scare people. In the United States of America? Can you imagine if they did this at your home and your wife was there, your family, maybe you have children? Can you imagine what this would do to an entire neighborhood to see this? on, real. Okay, when we come back from this break, why I'm upset with Trump, you won't be surprised. We'll be back.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I want to make sure everybody knows in hour number two tonight, Cheryl Atkison is back with us. She has a new book out called The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. That'll be at the top of the hour. Don't miss that. Well, I opened up a big can of worms this weekend on social media, basically voicing my unhappiness with the president. And I was very shocked that a very large percentage, I don't know, maybe a third, I would guess, of my followers are coming after me with daggers. I mean, they're going to unfriend me. they're no longer my best friend. They don't like me anymore. On and on and on. Because I have spoken out against this recent episode with the president. And here's what I'm hearing from people. Hey, you can't abandon Trump at this point. Look, we don't really have a choice, right? We've got Trump for two more years. I mean, we have him. I hope he does well. Maybe he'll get another Supreme Court pick along the way. You know, who knows what other good things can happen. I'm just furious that it appears now that we have a President Pelosi. And I think I have a theory about this. I don't know who exactly it is, but there is at least one person or more in the president's inner circle that is behind the weakening of Donald Trump. I don't know who it is, but there is someone in his inner circle, maybe more than one person, that is telling him to go against what would be his better instincts. Because this just does not seem like Donald Trump to say, I'm going to shut down the government and we're not going to reopen the government until we have funding for the wall. He waits 35 days in. He also threatens an emergency order. And he then agrees to reopen the government without a dollar for the wall, signs all these spending bills, and then does not also put into effect an emergency order. Doesn't do that either. And now we're told that we need to wait three more weeks for the next, for this spending package to run out, and then we're going to see the real Donald Trump emerge. And a lot of my followers and friends on social media are saying, Jim, you don't know. He has a secret plan. You know, I hate to be cynical, but I think we have to be adults about this. I mean, here's what I saw after the fact, and this really tells a story. And I posted this on all my social media, the video. Pelosi and Schumer bragging and gloating, saying that Trump caved, all of this kind of thing. This is not, you know, let me give you another scenario. Let's say that Pelosi and Schumer thank the president for agreeing to reopen the government, said he did the right thing, the responsible thing, that they were going to, in good faith, engage in negotiations with him, et cetera, et cetera. So you could have had that, right? But you really get to see into the soul of these people when you see how they acted after the fact. And this is the old Democrat trick, which is fund their priorities first, and then you'll get yours later. And it doesn't happen. I mean, I'm 54 years old. It doesn't happen. It's never happened. It's just unreal that Trump, such a sophisticated negotiator, that he could fall for this. And then when you look at how they're behaving after the fact, they're bragging and gloating and talking about Trump caving. Clearly, this is not the sort of spirit of cooperation that they promised. And to make matters worse, this will blow your mind if you haven't heard the news. Supposedly, the State of the Union was going to be rescheduled after Trump signed the spending bills. The State of the Union was going to be back on again. So it was originally supposed to be on Tuesday night, which is this Tuesday night, January the 29th. We're now told that there is no State of the Union that will take place on Tuesday night, January the 29th. And by the way, we know that there were no security issues, that this was simply Nancy Pelosi wielding power, which she's very good at doing. I have to give her credit. I mean, she is like the Cruella de Vil of politics. She needs to work on her evil laugh a little bit more, but otherwise she's got that part down. I would give her that role in the next 101 Dalmatians movie. But it's not about do we have money to have the State of the Union. We know that's a lie. We know that's not true. This is tit for tat. Trump canceled her plane trip, so she canceled the State of the Union. But here's what you probably don't know. This was in USA Today, today's issue, that the State of the Union is not only not going to happen Tuesday night, but there is no date for it. It has not been rescheduled. Now, some people are saying, well, look, it's just a matter of logistics. It's just a matter of the new week starts, and then the Speaker's office talks to the White House. They work out a date and so forth and so on. Well, let me tell you what my suspicion is, right? So this next spending resolution is coming up in 15 days, 14 days, something like that. I have a theory that Nancy Pelosi is going to hold the State of the Union hostage until Trump signs the next spending bill. And I'm not really sure, I'll be honest with you, what Trump was doing like the last few days of this whole deal, where he was planning on having his own State of the Union somewhere else, which I thought was a brilliant idea. I had recommended that on this show. Rush Limbaugh had recommended that he do that. And then he backed off from that. No, he's not going to do that. He's going to wait until the government reopens, and he's going to have the State of the Union in the House of Representatives. There's like this new weak Trump. It's almost like Trump has become like Mitch McConnell, like somehow someone broke into the White House in the middle of the night and switched Trump's soul with Mitch McConnell or something. I'm just not understanding this like new, kinder, gentler, weaker, wimpier Donald Trump. I don't like that. I don't like it. And my social media followers are really upset with me that I'm speaking out against how he's behaving here. And I think it's part of managing these people. When you vote for them, you don't just vote a president in for 4 years and then just don't say anything for 4 years. Trump needs to know that people are upset. Maybe he's listening right now. Probably not. But I'm just one person with a small radio show with about 60,000 people that follow me online. I'm not a big, giant, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity type show. But I'm just one person. This is my own view, and I think it's okay. And I think it's part of the political process to say, we are not happy with this. And as I posted moments ago before the show started, I only wish that our side would fight as hard for good as the other side fights for evil. That's my only wish. And what happened to the old Trump? What happened to the old Trump? Rocky, you've got to go back to the old neighborhood. Something has happened here. We'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying he conceded anything by agreeing to reopen government for 3 weeks, and he says he'll try again to persuade lawmakers to fund his border wall plan. The deal he reached with congressional leaders contains no new money for the wall, but it does end the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
The Smithsonian Museums will reopen to the public on Tuesday.
Shuttered museums and parks are preparing to reopen. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump is willing to shut down the government again to get border security.
He doesn't want to shut the government down. Let's make that very clear. He doesn't want to declare a national emergency.
With a bipartisan committee of lawmakers now working to come up with a deal on border security, the president wrote on Twitter, 21 days goes very quickly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to Jim Paris live.
All right, or as Ann Coulter said, we voted for Trump and we got Jeb. I mean, maybe that's the best way to put it. I just don't know. And it is funny though how many people. I mean, Trump has some really dedicated followers, but I have to tell you, I'm not a follower. I just have never been a follower. And, I'm just one of those people where nobody is above being questioned. No, I mean, and that's probably why I'm self-employed. That's probably why I get in trouble with things that I say on social media and other places, because I just don't think anybody is above being questioned. And this whole idea that we automatically assume that, well, Trump didn't really lose this standoff with Nancy Pelosi. He has a secret plan, like in the movies, he let them kidnap him to take him back to their, like a superhero movie where, I forget, it was Batman, let himself get kidnapped, brought back to the bad guy's cave so that he could jump out and beat everybody up. I mean, I wish that's the case, okay? I hope that this is part of some Machiavellian great plan that Trump has, where he's kind of being Muhammad Ali. He's the rope-a-dope guy. He's letting them beat the crap out of him for a week or two, and then he's going to come out and win. And somehow, with judo skills, kind of use their own momentum against them. I mean, maybe that's going to happen, and I'll be wrong. And I hope I'm wrong. I mean, this is the part of it, too. People think because I'm upset with Trump that now all of a sudden I'm against Trump, that I don't want him to succeed, that I'm hoping he fails, that I'm on Nancy Pelosi's side. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, which is why, you know, it's kind of like when you watch your favorite sports team losing, you get upset about it, because especially if you know they have the ability to do better. And that's really the point here, is what happened to the Trump that we voted for? And I posted this on social media myself this week and got a lot of interesting feedback on this. I said, if Trump were not president right now, what would Trump himself say about the sitting president that just lost this confrontation with Pelosi? In other words, if Trump did not get elected, maybe this was Jeb, whoever else it could have been, you know what Trump would have said. He would have said, you're fired. If I were there, I'm a deal maker. I'm a negotiator. Art of the deal. I would have got money for the wall. This loser that's in there didn't get money. I would have gotten money. Vote for me. I would do better. And I would have believed that also. It's almost like I can't believe what I'm seeing here, which is maybe the part of the reason that I give a little bit of credibility to this idea that maybe there is some kind of a like a plan here. Like, we're going to shut down the government for 35 days, and we're going to say we're not reopening it until the Dems cave in and they give us some money for the wall. Trump wanted $5 billion. I heard they were willing to take like $2 billion. I mean, they got like really down into some, you know, weak numbers. And finally, it was like, boom, nope, Dems are getting everything. They're not giving a dollar. A single dollar for the wall. We're reopening the government. And this is all at the same time, folks. All at the same time, if you're following the news, there's another caravan of 12,000 people headed to the border. All manner of diseases, diseases that have long been extinguished in this country, that we're hearing are showing up at the border, including a story today about some sort of unknown, unidentified flesh-eating bacteria that is coming across the border with some of these migrants. I mean, if the crime itself were not enough, if the financial cost for each one of these illegal immigrants were not enough, just think about the diseases that are coming across the border. And if you're a humanitarian and your view is we can't have a wall because we have to love people and be good to people, I'm with you. I think we should have a very liberal, legal immigration policy. We already allow thousands upon thousands of people to come in legally, and these people are vetted. And if you're a humanitarian, what's happening is the word is out that without the barriers, without the proper security at our border, this gives hope to people in Mexico, in particular in Central America. And let me tell you, you know, watch the news. Look at what's going on in Venezuela right now. I mean, where do you think those people are going to go? That you've got apparently a fight over who is really the president right now in Venezuela. You got two guys, both say they're the president. They're on the brink of some kind of a major civil war. A lot of those Venezuelans have gone into Ecuador and some of the other Central American, South American countries there. What are we going to do? We just can't open it up to everybody. And this is a really big deal. I think there's a lot of other things we can do. One post someone made on my social media this week that brought me back to some things I've been saying, you know, for years, is the e-verify system. Why is it in this day and age of technology that we live in that people can come over here and work illegally and use like fake social security numbers and all of that? If we started prosecuting the business owners that were hiring illegal immigrants, and it's everywhere. I mean, I'm here in my little town of Palm Coast, and I'll be walking past like an office complex where they're doing all the gardening and everything, and everything's Spanish. Everybody's talking Spanish, and maybe they're here legally. Okay, I'm skeptical. I was in a restaurant Thursday night. Everybody's talking Spanish, okay? One person could speak English in the whole restaurant. And I'm glad they were the person that took my order. Maybe they're all here legally. I'm skeptical. And you just wonder the e-verify side of this, you know, the employer side of this, how that could be a way to resolve this. But you got to ask this bigger question. Here's the bigger question. Why would anyone, liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat, why would anyone be against good border security, including a wall? Why? What possible reason could there be for that? Why are all of these cities becoming so-called sanctuary cities, welcoming all of these illegals that have mostly no skills, are coming in to basically tap into the social network of services? And they're not there really, they're not going to end up being a net positive financially, most of them, at least when they first arrive for some period of time. Why is this? What's going on? Well, I mean, to me, it's obvious. It's the idea of illegals voting. And we're seeing areas like Northern California, where they're now giving illegals the right to vote in their local elections. And I think that the little secret that nobody wants to talk about is that illegals have been probably voting for 10 years, 20 years or longer in our federal elections. And we just don't have a good system of really verifying people's identities and making sure that they were born here to be able to have voting rights. And I think this is a Democrat voting drive is what it is. It's a voter drive. The more we can get across the border. But think about the human trafficking and the drugs and the disease and all of these problems. Who in the world would be against having good border security? And it seems like the Democrats. But, you know, I kind of learned in recent years, you can't try and look at some of these liberal positions through the eye of logic. You can't look at them through the eye of logic and say, like in New York State, where now you can basically murder a baby a day before it's going to be born. How can anybody do that? It makes absolutely no sense. Even the most horrible person could not do that to a baby. But this is where people go when they get, let's just call it what it is, into the world of evil. And God gives them over to a reprobate mind, and they no longer can think or reason logically. We'll have more. One more segment before our guest. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, as I continue to take a beating on social media, I will share with you this number, which will blow your mind if you don't know it. And let me say this, if I give you this number right now and this does not make you want to vomit, then maybe you and I are on different wavelengths. I mean, maybe this show is not for you. I don't know, but listen to this number here, okay? Trump was seeking $5 billion for the wall. And the media loves saying his wall. No, the United States wall, our border security. He was seeking $5 billion. Okay, wait for it. Wait for it. Here it comes. We sent Mexico in this spending package more than $5 billion in aid. We also sent another $5 plus billion to Central America in aid. In other words, the very people right now that are sending these caravans across our border, the very countries that are sending these illegals across our border, creating this chaos on the border, this crisis, we gave them double the amount of money that it would have taken to fund the building of the wall. Just think about that for a minute. How could this possibly be the case? And then Democrats are trying to push forward a narrative that this is about, you know, we don't want to spend money on things that aren't as efficient. So what we really want, what we're really saying is we're not against border security. What we really want the money to go to are for things like drones and like laser type fences where we can know when someone crossed in, but it necessarily won't stop them, and more agents and more facilities and more drug sniffing dogs and more metal detectors at the points of entry, all of that. Okay, all of that is fine. I mean, but just think about this. If you have a house and you want to have security in your backyard of your house, I mean, what's the first thing you do? You put up a fence. You don't buy a drone as the first thing that you do. This is all a canard. The idea that it's not the border security. We want border security. This is the Dems. We want border security. We just don't want a wall because we don't think a wall is effective. When the truth is, it is effective, and that's why they don't want it, because it's effective. Because if we have the money to send, if we have $10 billion to send in aid to Mexico and Central America, and we don't have $5 billion to spend on a wall, I mean, we're basically giving away money. And as I explained this on our last broadcast, what we're talking about here, the amount of money in this spending package was 0.1% was what Trump was seeking. 0.1% for the wall. To put that in easier terms for you, that is a dime out of every $100. A dime out of every $100. But we don't have that dime out of every hundred. But we can send 20 cents out of every hundred to Mexico and Central America. But we don't have a dime for our own border security. So this is not about money, folks. If you have bought into that, that, you know what, it's just an argument here about what would be more effective, whether it's better to spend it on dogs sniffing, drug sniffing dogs, or drones, or all of these other things. You know, like we could put a satellite up that floats over the border, all these things that we can do. Okay, fine. But the reason they don't want the wall is because it works. I mean, travel anywhere in the world. I mean, go all the way back to go to China and visit the Great Wall of China. I mean, walls work. I mean, it's like the wheel. I think it must have been even around the same time that man came up with the idea of the wheel, we came up with the idea of a wall. I mean, it is the most basic technology, the idea of a wall, a barrier. And Trump has tried. He's, you know, we're going to call it a metal barrier with slats. It doesn't have to be concrete. It could be a fence. If we can't call it a wall, we'll call it a fence. If we can't call it a fence, we'll call it a metal barrier with slats. I mean, whatever term that you want to use, it is just completely bizarre to me how Trump could have been railroaded into this deal where Trump gives $10 billion to Mexico and Central America and can't get $5 billion for our wall. I really think this is a matter of honestly of somebody within the White House, somebody in the inner circle of the president that is controlling him, influencing him, trying to tell him that, look, if you're nice to Nancy Pelosi, one tip off, I forget who it was this week, brilliant observation, Nancy does not have a Trump nickname. Now, doesn't that tell you something? She doesn't have a Trump nickname. I'm thinking like maybe Nasty Nancy or something like that. Trump is held back. And maybe all of my social media followers that disagree with me are right. Maybe what's going to happen is Trump has some sort of a sneaky plan where he's going to turn this all around in, you know, what is it? I just listened to the bottom of the hour news, 18 more days or 20 more days, and this is all coming to a head again. And will Trump shut down the government again? I have to tell you, it was really humorous, I have to say, humorous to watch the media as they talked about the plight of the government workers. Before the first paycheck was missed, CNN had people on saying that they had to sell cars, they were at food banks. This is before the first paycheck was missed. So they missed one paycheck, and then when they were going to miss the second paycheck, that's when Trump reopened the government, right at that same time. So we're talking about people really having missed one paycheck. And it was the end of the world. These people had, there was nowhere for them they had to go to food banks for food. They were losing their houses. They were becoming homeless. I mean, who lives like that? I mean, think about this. The average government worker, and I've seen the studies, in a lot of cases makes double what their private sector counterpart earns. And they have basically a locked in job. Virtually impossible to be fired if you're in one of these government agencies because of the union and all these contracts and rules. So these people have basically had, for their entire lives, they've had a job security that those of us that are not government workers, we've never had that. I mean, imagine if the government and the media became that concerned when any of us non-government workers missed one paycheck. Or two paychecks. I mean, if you've ever owned a business, you've missed a paycheck. You've missed two paychecks. Sometimes you go a year without a paycheck if you're in a business. You're trying to build it up. That's just the reality of real life. But that was the other side of it. I think Trump lost the communication war, and they were able to kind of spin this into some sort of a, you know, it was almost like grapes of wrath. Like they miss one paycheck and it's like there's now tent cities that these people are moving into. They had to sell all their belongings. They're down at pawn shops. They're at food banks. They're at soup kitchens. This is what the media presented to us. And, you know, if that is true, then I don't know. I mean, I don't believe it's true, but let's say that it is true. Could it be that the government people, the government workers are that terrible with their money that they have these locked in jobs for life getting paid all this money and they miss one paycheck? And I mean, I saw stories on CNN about people that couldn't have surgeries and cars that had to be sold and people becoming homeless and on and on and on. How in the world could any of that be true after losing one paycheck? I don't know. Maybe I just don't live in that same world. But I think it really was a battle of stories, and the media certainly had picked their side. Because here's the truth. The truth is, Trump did not shut down the government. I mean, I even heard myself saying that on this show four or five times. Trump shut down the government. Trump didn't shut down the government. You had basically the president of the United States and the legislature, and they had a disagreement, and they couldn't compromise, so there was no agreement. So you don't, when you have two parties that don't agree, you don't say it's one party that's responsible for a deal not closing. I mean, if I had a real estate deal and the buyer and seller are not agreeing, it's not the buyer or the seller that's calling off the deal. They're both calling off the deal. That's the nature of a bilateral contract. It takes two parties. You've got to have the president and the legislature. They didn't agree, so they both basically shut down the government. That's really the truth, but we don't want to get the truth out there, do we? And get in the way of these great narratives. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with Cheryl Atkinson after this. Don't miss it.
Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.